Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lickety split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety split.
Lickety split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
Well, yeah, so I was going into the locker room as soon as it opened up, and there was a big horde of media in the middle segment and over to the left segment where a lot of the offensive guys were. Caleb was, just sitting by himself, getting ready to go through his whole post game routine, and I just kind of smirked at him. It was kind of a look of being like, wow, like that was a crazy last hour of everyone's lives, right? And particularly yours. And he just kind of looked up and smiled and shrugged and said, you know.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Porter High School, the Blue Jays.
All right, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Porter Blue Jays.
Porta.
P-O-R-T-A. Porta. I'm sorry. The Porter Blue Jays.
On their quote playoff win.
So, congrats to the fellows.
So anyway, that's all I got, guys.
Great talk to you out there.
Dan Weederer.
Dan Weederer? Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love when we get the opportunity to talk with Dan Weederer about what's going on with the Bears. This is a big game for the Bears. Can they change the way that they are looked at with a 6-3 record if they are to beat the Giants? Let's discuss this with Dan Weederer. He joins us now on the Circa Las Vegas hotline, Circa Resort and Casino. CircaLasVegas.com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us, man. This ends up being a big week for the Bears on a lot of different ways, And them ending up 6-3, that could change a lot with the way that they look at themselves and the way that the league looks at them.
There's no question. And I think the fun part of this whole journey is that there's a lot of big weeks ahead. And the Bears are firmly relevant in this NFC playoff picture, and they get a chance Sunday to take care of business in a game that they absolutely should win. And so I'm eager to see how they handle this test, how they step up to this challenge. I think on paper, you realize they're the superior team. And obviously this is the NFL, and on any given Sunday, you can get beat. But I really do think that this is one of those situations where the only way the Bears lose this game is if the Bears lose this game, if that makes sense.
I think it does, but expound if they blow it, if they turn the ball over, or yeah, if they fall prey to whatever the Giants' strengths are.
I think they're just going to have to make some inexcusable mistakes at key times to lose this football game. They're certainly capable of that. We obviously know that the special teams has to play a lot better on Sunday than it did last week. We know that the offense can't be subject to some of the inconsistency that they've experienced over the first 2 months. But when you bring a last place team that's got some psychological wounds to your stadium with a chance to take their biggest weakness and put it up against one of your biggest strengths, which is their run defense and your run offense, you have a chance to dictate the entire terms of this football game on Sunday. I expect the Bears to do so. I think they've got a very, very solid coaching staff who understands how to attack games like this. And now you just go take the test on Sunday.
I hope so, but I am worried in those situations when they do pass that this is a collection of guys who can rush the passer.
There's no question. And it starts with Brian Burns. Obviously, we know how dangerous he is. And we know that a lot of the attention that you have to pay to Dexter Lawrence on the interior creates opportunities for Brian Burns to get some matchups that he likes and then to go capitalize on those. That's one of two things about this Giants team that really worries me. It's Brian Burns coming in and doing the Max Crosby thing to you like you experienced in Vegas a couple months ago. The other thing is we're only 4 weeks removed from this Giants football team beating the Super Bowl champs on a Thursday night stage and beating them soundly with a rookie quarterback who's clearly fearless, who clearly has some energizing moxie to him and is capable of doing that. And then they turn around the next week and they're up 18 points with 7 minutes to go against the Denver Broncos in a game that may have changed their season. And then they blew that game somehow, some way. And I don't think they've recovered from that yet. They've experienced some injuries. Obviously, Cam Scadabo, a big part of both of those games, he's no longer in their plans. And so, look, like they can be feisty, and it starts with Brian Burns. But you are the better football team, and you're at a stage now in your growth where you just go out and you prove that every time you have an opportunity to prove that.
Looking at the old time to throw stat for NFL quarterbacks, and the bottom five, the guys who take the longest to throw before once they snap it, are Justin Fields, fifth, Cameron Ward of the Titans, fourth, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, three, Jacoby Brissett, now that he's had enough attempts to qualify, is second, and Caleb Williams, far and away, the longest time to throw of any quarterback in the league. Why is that, Dan?
I've got two answers to this, and the second answer will get us closer to a direction on the conversation. The first one is, look, like this is a quarterback who has a tendency to hold the ball too long. He's also a quarterback who looks to find plays down the field. And so sometimes, which they've been coaching him in recent weeks, when there's opportunities to just tuck it and run it, he's kind of back there trying to find ways to scramble and throw. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And so that decision-making process has to kind of find a greater sweet spot for Caleb as they go forward. I thought it was better in Cincinnati than it had been the couple previous weeks. The other part of this is Ben Johnson was asked a question probably early last month about Caleb's time to throw, and he had no idea what it was, and he seemed completely unconcerned with what it was. And so for me, that was a cue, and this coaching staff provides a lot of them in terms of how they're evaluating their quarterback, that they don't really care about that they examine each play within each series of each game, and they try to make sure that he's mastering the concepts of that play and the rules within their entire system. And so because it's not a priority for them, it by extension, it's not really a priority for me. It's a good conversation piece, I think, for people on the outside. But when we're tracking the quarterback's development, I think it's healthy to kind of see it through the eyes of the guy that's overseeing the development, and that's Ben.
Well, that's interesting because it's been a point of interest for me and for a lot of others. I wonder why they don't value it. I mean, look, sometimes when you scramble and you extend plays, like Lamar Jackson's is pretty high. Justin Herbert's is pretty high. Like there's lots of good reasons why you might end up with a number that high. Josh Allen's obviously is high. Jackson Dart's is pretty high.
Yep. And it comes with trying to make plays off script, right? Like a lot of times that's what it is. And so those guys that have that capability then have higher time to throw. My eyes right now, this is sort of married up with this, are trained on these decisions that Caleb has with whether to scramble and throw or tuck and run. Again, I thought he did a good job last week in Cincinnati. I counted 15 plays within that game where he had to take it off schedule, wound up with three scramble and throw completions, wound up with five scrambles, which, as you guys know, made a big difference, including the second last play last week that put him in position to throw that 58-yard touchdown pass. And so that was a little bit better. And then the thing that you've heard really every week, and Caleb's heard every single day he's gone in the building since late July, is ball location, right? And you hear it from the color analysts in every broadcast every single week that they're trying to get him a little bit more precise with where he delivers the football so that you can get some of those runner's balls, you can get that yards after catch total up, and all of a sudden your offense can come to life in the way that Ben wants it to come to life. And so those are my kind of two focal areas for this next stretch of games as the Bears kind of try to get this thing looking exactly how they want it to look as they enter that stretch run in December.
How have you thought Theo Benedict has evolved in his first few games as the starting left tackle?
you know, like similar to when he first got in there, you are drawn to the fearlessness and you're drawn to the tenacity and you're drawn to the ability to have a very aggressive play style in the run game, you know, and you're like, okay, like this gives your entire offensive line a greater identity. It gives your running game some teeth. And we've seen that come to life, obviously coming out of the bye in very impressive fashion. And then I think there's some things in pass pro that need work and they need experience and you need reps and you need to kind of understand what football at this level is all about. I think he's really taken to coaching. I think that's what it continues to give this group at Hallis Hall belief that they can get a lot more out of them. The development process means a lot to Theo. It means a lot to these coaches. And so you kind of just sit back and say, okay, let's just see where they're able to take this ride over the next, you know, 7 or 8 weeks and see how much he can squeeze out of this first season playing in the NFL. And then you make some bigger picture decisions from there. But certainly I start with the fearlessness because this dude has been, from the minute he took his first snap, capable of going out there and really feeling comfortable as a tone setter.
Do you let's stay on the offensive line. Has Darnell Wright arrived as a consistent force in the NFL?
Well, you just used a key word there, and it's consistent, you know, and so like I think that that's a long play in the NFL. For no matter what position you play, consistency is the name of the game. I've been really impressed with Darnell since he came back after the missed game. Obviously suffers a pretty serious elbow injury, gets braced up, and then gets back into the mix and has played with such purpose since he's been back in there. And look, like this coaching staff's been very forthright from Jump Street and challenging him of letting him know that his mental focus has to be there on every snap of every drive, that when he's out there on the field, he has to be using his strengths on every snap of every drive. And there's been a response from Darnell in recent weeks. And in that game in Cincinnati, obviously there's some highlight reel stuff, whether it be, you know, driving a guy off the ball for 9 and 10 yards or doing a cartwheel on a touchdown celebration. You look at that and you go, there's something to work with here. And now it is all about that one word, consistency.
Colston Loveland has been interesting to watch because I've felt like there have been times where he wasn't getting to where he needed to be in routes quick enough. And I wondered if that messed up some of the chemistry with him and Caleb early on in the season. Since then, obviously last week, he's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He has a game-winning touchdown for the Bears. What have they said about his development and what are the important elements of it?
They are so drawn to how invested Colston is in his own development, right? Like this is a guy that as a rookie has been very impressive of quickly assimilating to the professionalism needed at this level to get the most out of yourself. He comes to work every day with purpose. Those are the types of guys that Ben is really drawn to. You look at the first touchdown catch last week and he's got a win on that route. And then Caleb does a magnificent job of using his eyes to kind of manipulate the defense and hold that hook defender and then throws an absolute missile. But if Colston doesn't win on that route, it's not a touchdown. Instead, it's a touchdown, and the Bears don't have to settle for three. And in a game where every single point mattered, as you guys well know, Colston Loveland provides a huge play before he provides an even bigger play, you know, obviously in the final minute. And so, look, like, you know, we're 8 games into his first season in the NFL. So much ahead of him, so much potential, so much growth. And there's been no signs through the first 2 months of the regular season that he's going to fall off track with where they want him to head. And so, again, there's such a long game with so many of these people that are central to the Bears' long-range plans here that you just have to be patient. It's hard to do. But I think Colston's on a great trajectory to become everything they thought he was going to be when they drafted him.
I always like to look at the work that Dan Wiederer does because it's often exhaustive over at The Athletic, taking deep dives and stuff. And you wrote about Roma Dunze, and we could touch on it. But you wrote a long piece on Caleb Williams at the halfway mark. And so one thing we didn't ask, to me, the central issue is Ben breaking the ego of Caleb in a healthy way in terms of like Caleb said it himself after the game, I don't always have to do the cool play, the scramble drill play. It was fascinating to hear him say that himself and be accountable and like honest about it. I was like, hell yeah, you go, kid. So like, how's that process going to your eyes?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment the two of you guys. I sent it to you over text earlier in the week because I thought you guys had a really healthy conversation about the Caleb evaluation earlier in the week that I thought was really informative for anybody that listen to it, because there's a lot of gray area to this. There's a lot of nuance to Caleb's growth, and it can be very uncomfortable for people that want this to be a, you know, pick one side. He's great or he's not good at all, right? And nobody can live in that zone where it's like sometimes he's great and sometimes he's not good at all, and we may have to live in that zone for a long, long time. What I was most excited about this week was hearing Caleb on Wednesday talking about how Ben has his back. And when you have a guy in your corner the way Ben is, it allows you to come in the building every day without being guarded, without having defense mechanisms up, with an ability to go attack the purpose of that day in your development. And so I think when we talked early, when we were walking into training camp in July about these two needing to create some synergy, I think it's starting to be created. And I think it's in the way they communicate with one another. I think it's in Caleb having buy-in with what Ben is trying to get out of him. And I think it's Ben pouring into him with it, with an understanding that, look, like, we're married in this thing. And like, if we're going to reach the ultimate goals that we want to reach individually and as a team, we've got to be the engines of this thing. And so those two guys, I think, are starting to find a little rhythm in their relationship together. And that should pay dividends over the course of time.
HT took some hits this week, obviously, because the special teams are not very good. Had the Bears lost, there would have been some anger towards Dennis Allen as well. But what things that happened last week are concerning enough that you worry about them going into the next couple of games?
You could write a book this week called Had the Bears Lost, because this entire city would be in a different place had one of the Bengals safeties made a tackle on that last pass to Colson Loveland, right? And then this entire week is a different place. But that's the NFL. Look, like, you heard the urgency from all the coaches this week about the special teams errors, and that's got to get better in a hurry. You cannot have that third phase be a reason that you lose football games, and ultimately you want it to be a reason you win games, which it was in Vegas when Josh Blackwell blocked that kick a few weeks ago. I need to see, a defense find a way to just be a little bit stiffer against the pass. Now, look, like, there was a lot of late yardage in that game from Flacco and the Bengals, and it had Tremaine Edmonds' pick six stood up. That's a whole another subplot to this thing. That game's a totally different story, and we're probably talking all week about a Bears blowout and how they were able to land the knockout blow. But I guess big picture with this team, with Ben's sort of emphasis on trying to create that killer instinct, it really applies to this week across all three phases, where if you do have a game that's in your hands in the fourth quarter with, 7 or 8 minutes to go, you better find a way, offense, defense, and special teams, to just put it away instead of needing the last second drama that they've needed so much this year, whether it be in Vegas or Washington or Cincinnati. You want to have the identity of a team that can go take care of business late in a football game. I think Sunday presents the perfect opportunity for that, and we'll see how they respond to that.
Real quick, were you as impressed with Roma Dunze's reaction to his father's Twitter stuff as we were?
Yeah, I was impressed with the entire handling of it. Look, like, we took care of that in 3.5 minutes in a locker room on Thursday, right? And it was just, in my opinion, it wasn't an interrogation. It wasn't confrontational. It was just a wellness check. Like, you doing all right? Like, can you just set the record straight that your father's thoughts on social media don't reflect your feelings inside this building? Rome's been that way since he got here. Really impressive, mature dude, and I think the Bears are thankful for that.
Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
That's Dan Wiederer. He's great. We love talking football with him. Now let's talk a little bit of basketball. The Bulls have a game tonight against the Bucks in the NBA Cup group play. Pre-game coverage on The Score starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on The Score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls radio network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Ricky Charisma. Our guy, Ricky O'Donnell, who is one of the Bulls' biggest critics.
Yeah, man. When this thing was off to a good start, I was like, well, what does Cowley think? And then I was like, well, what does Ricky O'Donnell think? You know, we've talked to Joe. Let's talk to Ricky.
We're going to do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
On the inbound from Jones. It's Oubre on him. Carter sets up a screen. Giddey races to the basket, fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Vucevic for three. Vucevic steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season. Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth, I'm coming again, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Careful. Cuidado. Stacy was a hit on social media this week. We're not getting the quote quite right. The Bulls are off to a great start. They're in group play of NBA Cup tonight against Milwaukee. We'll have that game for you starting at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. Ricky O'Donnell is a righteous critic of the last decade of Bulls basketball.
That's a well-chosen description.
When he was here covering the Bulls, he saw the beginnings of this thing kind of start to unravel. And last year, it was upsetting. And walking into this season was a little bit upsetting. We wanted to take his temperature on what's happening right now with the Bulls. So he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Ricky? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. We're wanting to talk to you. It's happening. It's unbelievable. Like, I keep quoting you, the system is the star. I didn't think that AK had it in him, but it's working. Why is this thing working after years of frustration and them not picking a lane? All of a sudden, it seems they have found something as an organization. What have they found, you think?
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is that the Bulls 15-5 close to last season was really no fluke. And I was highly skeptical that could be sustainable. it came at a part of the season when a lot of teams were either tanking for their draft odds, resting their starters for the playoffs. And I felt validated in my skepticism when the Bulls got smoked by the Miami Heat in the play-in tournament last year. But for whatever reason, Eric Spoelstra just seems to have Billy Donovan's number in a way nobody else does, because the Bulls are picking up exactly where they left off. The sort of a high pace, high ball movement team we saw after the Zach LaVine trade last year is here again. And, you know, what I'm seeing out of the Bulls right now is they're just playing as so much more than the sum of their parts. I think it's no coincidence that the last two teams standing in the NBA last season, the Thunder and the Pacers, were young teams with a ton of depth, and the Bulls are sort of following that model right now. You got a lot of guys playing some of the best basketball of their career, and it's coming together for the 6-1 start. So far, I think that this is relatively sustainable. I'm not saying the Bulls are going to finish with the number one seed by the end of the season, but I think a lot of what made them very good at the end of last season in the regular season is just carrying over this year. And the fact that they've done it against a really hard schedule thus far without arguably their best player in Coby White is super impressive.
With Josh Giddey, my frustration with him is that he's not always a two-way player. Now, it might not matter if he continues to put up offensive numbers like he is. Where is there still room for growth for him, even as an offensive player?
Sure. So I think, you know, the big thing you've seen with Giddey is he's just gotten so much better as a shooter since the Bulls acquired him. The last time we saw him on the Thunder, opposing defenses were just completely ignoring him in the half court, on the perimeter, not guarding him because they didn't think he could hit an open three to beat them. That's changed. He's shooting 42% from three right now. His catch and shoot has been particularly effective. And I really like the way Giddey's moving off the ball, too. Like, he's just not parking himself behind the three-point line in the half court when he doesn't have the ball and getting ignored. He's moving off the ball. He's finding, you know, open cuts to make himself valuable in the offense. So I think for Giddey, one thing to continue to work on is cutting down turnovers. The Bulls need to win the possession game, and that starts, you know, with defensive rebounding. They don't really force many takeaways, so it's important to hit the glass, and it's also important to avoid turnovers. Bulls play such a high pace. They play such a high ball movement style that, you know, when you're throwing this many passes, it just leads to more opportunities for turnovers. I think Giddey's been really good in sort of cutting down some of the bad passes we saw last year when he first arrived here that led to turnovers. And he just can continue to show progress in that area and cut the turnovers down even more, I think.
Ricky, I texted a friend of mine who was arguing on behalf of Josh Giddey last year this week, and I said, I'm sorry, you were right, I was wrong, you're very attractive, I am not good looking. Like, I went through the whole thing because I wasn't sure he was going to play this hard after getting the money.
That was one of my concerns too, and I do wonder how long will he play hard.
I know, but here it is, and I wasn't sure he was going to cut down on the turnovers enough, and the turnovers are still there, but my God, the vision and like him as an engine. We're talking, this guy is going to get all NBA. He's going to get all league votes at the end of this year. It's crazy to see this jump.
Yeah, it's shocking. And, you know, it's a long season. It's only been 7 games so far. But, you know, Giddey, he just turned 23 years old. It's pretty crazy. It seems like he's been around forever, but he entered the league when he was 18. So he's still sort of in the years where his game can develop. And I think it's developing a lot right now. Favorite thing about Josh Giddey this year, he's finally playing like he's 6'8". He's just been able to really use his size to score over the top of smaller guards in a way that I don't think was there last season. I just love how he's able to use that off arm the way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did last season, and be able to score over guys like Miles McBride on the Knicks and just any like smaller guard. Giddey's 6'8", and he's finally using his big frame to score over smaller guys. And You know, as long as the shooting holds, and he might be shooting over his head a little bit right now, especially on pull-ups, but he's been pretty good, and you can tell that he's really worked on his game. So I think this is relatively sustainable. Last thing I'll say on Giddey is that at the end of that 76ers game, Tyrese Maxey was absolutely gassed.
Yep.
And Josh Giddey wasn't. He looks like he's in just really good shape conditioning-wise, and I think that that's helping the Bulls clutch play late in these games.
Ricky, is Vooch more valuable to this particular Bulls team or as a component of a trade?
Yeah, I would be shocked if the Bulls traded Vooch because we've been expecting them to do that for, what, like 3 years at this point? Arturis Karnišovas keeps hanging on to him. And to this point, he's been validated, I guess, with his start to this season. One thing that makes the Bulls tough to defend is they play five-out lineups no matter who's on the floor. And that's because Vooch has essentially been a 41% three-point shooter since the start of last season. He's been absolutely money on those attempts, and it's just made the Bulls really hard to guard. So Vooch, obviously, he has some deficiencies. He offers almost no rim protection, but, you know, the Billy Donovan has been able to sort of scheme around sort of Vooch's shortcomings and focus on what he does really well. And that's, you know, shooting the ball for a center. He's got to be one of the best shooting centers in the NBA. He's an elite defensive rebounder. And one of the big trends for the Bulls right now is that they lead the NBA in drives. Every single player on the team can put the ball on the deck and drive to the basket. And Vooch is no exception. He's pretty slow when he puts the ball on the deck, but he's comfortable. And he's, you know, at 250 pounds, creates a lot of momentum when he is attacking the rim off the bounce. So Vooch has had a great year. And, you know, you got to credit him, too, because I never would have expected this coming off some pretty poor seasons with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan a few years earlier.
No, me neither. But, you know, Arturis, when he went out and got him, it's like, all right, this is our guy. It's like our poor man's Jokic. This is our big man who will help us play the style that we want to play. And I know this. So he's always loved the style that Vooch represents. You mentioned the loss to Miami in the play-in. Kevin Huerter, after the comeback win against the Sixers, talking about how everybody stepped up physically in the second half, Ricky, said this: physically being ready to play is something everybody can do. I think it's something we have to expect. We have to know that the way Miami came in and beat us last year in the play-in game is what every team is going to try and do against us, and that's kind of punk us. So that's some good self-awareness there. They got punked by the Heat. And they know that the league still thinks of him that way. Maybe it's changing. Is it?
Yeah, maybe. And a guy like Kevin Huerter is sort of a good example of like how unbelievable this Bulls run of success is. Huerter, who was a really good player on the 2023 Kings Beam team, the team that like finally broke Sacramento's long playoff drought, then he couldn't hit a jump shot for a year and a half after that. He looked sort of washed. The Bulls get him, and now he's back to the peak version of himself. So I think Herter's done a really good job this year on both ends of the floor. You can tell, like, someone like him doesn't really have the traits to be a really good defender, but he's completely buying into the scheme. He's making multiple effort plays, and, you know, he's playing to how Billy Donovan wants to coach the defense, which has been, you know, just a huge overachieving unit so far. And the Bulls have basically done it by allowing opponents to get all the rim attempts they want and be able to drive on the Bulls whenever they want to. But the Bulls cover three-point shooters and they give up the fewest wide open three-point attempts in the league. The Bulls are basically betting that, you know, opposing teams want to get up a certain number of threes no matter what the look is. So the Bulls will give you a layup, but they're not going to give you an open three. Wow. And because they're such a good defensive rebounding team, if you miss, they're going to be off to the races trying to score the other way. So it takes a total buy-in from the players to pull off a scheme like that. And so far, Billy Donovan's getting the job done.
What do you think happens with Coby White?
I would expect him to be really good with the Bulls because he was really good at the end of last season on this team. And when the Bulls went 15-5 to close last year, it was really Giddey and Coby carrying the team together. And Coby was just absolutely on fire as a shooter in this high tempo system. So I would expect Coby to just keep the good times rolling when he comes back. He'll be the best shooter on the team. He's probably the best ball handler on the team too. I do think that, you know, they'll probably lose a little bit defensively if they cut Trey Jones or Isaac Okoro's minutes to accommodate Coby, but You know, I don't think Kobe's a selfish player at all, and that's really been a defining quality for the Bulls. Totally egoless, egalitarian basketball, and, you know, they remind me a lot more of, like, an overachieving college team or, like, a high school team that catches fire where there's not, like, really one defining player. It's much more, you know, just, like, waves of guys and a team with great depth. So I think Kobe's going to fit right in, and he should make this team even better when he comes back.
God love you for egalitarian as a description. And you know what they play like? The Lithuanian team that Arturas was on with Marshallonis and all those guys. They just move the ball, move the ball, move the ball. That's what he's wanted to do, and unbelievable, it's working. Ricky, we're going to see Wembanyama and the Spurs as a show. On Monday night, we're all going to go to a game together, and it's crazy how this year has happened. Like, this town has got Bulls fever to an extent.
Yeah, why not? I think that there's a long way to go, certainly, but the East is really bad.
It is,
and you know, I'm not. There's not one team in the East like, you know, the prime LeBron Cavs that you're really scared of. So at this point, if you're a Bulls fan, I wouldn't put a ceiling on this team in this version of the Eastern Conference, and I'd kind of just sit back and enjoy the show. It's a very likable team in general. Good group of guys. They quote play the right way. So at this point, I wouldn't put any sort of ceiling on their potential success this year.
How worried are you about the NBA considering the arrest and the inquiries that have been made over the last few weeks?
Yeah, that was definitely crazy. I mean, the fact that the Blazers are still a pretty good team thus far, even after their head coach was arrested, is pretty shocking. So far, no Bulls involved in any of that, but I think that's just, you know, part of the relationship between these sports leagues and the gambling companies that we're probably going to see more and more stuff like this over the next few years. And it's definitely been jarring to see all that play out in the NBA so far.
Ricky, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. It was great to talk basketball with you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ricky. That was great stuff from Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation. You know, speaking of the gambling stuff, it barely made a ripple in the news cycle.
I love ripple.
This story that in the NCAA, six players from three schools were throwing games or sharing betting info. This just broke today. The University of New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. These players, they attempted to lose by more points than the spread as part of a conspiracy with outside bettors.
That would explain some of the things that have gone wrong at Arizona State.
Two players were offered money to throw a January 6, 2025 game for Mississippi Valley State against Alabama A&M. The players were overheard discussing, quote, throwing the game, unquote. A former Arizona State player shared information with a former teammate who was betting on his performance on a daily fantasy site. Like, this didn't even cross your threshold, listeners, did it? And this is a story today about college basketball.
This is why I talked a little bit about it. You know, Greg Sankey is the guy that runs the SEC, and he and I are not always on the same page on things, but he was begging the NCAA to be like, yeah, we shouldn't really allow for the athletes to be gambling. And let me offer you some reasons why. And now you're seeing more and more of these stories come out. There've got to be some more firewalls set up. And I hate that. I hate the idea of regulation on a lot of these young people. But I do think that there is a level of protection that needs to be put in place at the highest level of the NCAA to try and keep them away from being in a situation where they might have to tarnish their legacy and the game itself.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, you're expecting schools to handle this, you know, expecting conferences,
coaches
to handle this. Like, hey, what are you doing with your phone? Let me see it. Oh, here's a text message where you say throwing the game, and you're talking about $5,000 that you're gonna make sure that your buddy gets or that he gets you. Like,
it's wild.
It is wild, and it's. Who knows how pervasive it is? There's a big scandal in the UFC, right? Alex, when we were having coffee the other day, our guy Cody up there at Dollop on 11 and the Pru was talking to us about the UFC scandal.
He was, and he was very concerned about it reaching all of these sports, and here now we're seeing it in college basketball.
And it's everywhere. Really interesting because there's like some fight fixing in the UFC.
Sure.
And I was thinking about it this morning, how Dana White has very, very adeptly made it so that the UFC kind of doesn't have any stars that cross over anymore. Like that group, that generation of fighter in the UFC that kind of ended with Conor McGregor going away for a while and Ronda Rousey going to the WWE. There aren't really any crossovers. There's great fighters, but there are no crossover stars. He's become the star of UFC.
Dana White has.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing. And now that you have this, because the fighter's there, if you get an honest moment with anyone who's fought in the UFC, they will tell you that they are not paid well. And every time that they have tried to unionize, they have been smacked down by Dana. And it leads to the same things that we talk about with the 1919 White Sox, where guys are like, well, wait, I'm not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well, because, and it, with the UFC guys, it's even worse. It's like, I am risking my life.
I'm risking my life, and you're not giving me that much money. I'm about to go Buck Weaver on y'all.
That's right. I don't want to hear about your average. No one wants to hear about your batting average, Buck.
Yeah. Sorry, Tanny. I didn't mean to besmirch Buck Weaver. I know he had a good series.
He did. No one wanted to hear about it.
No, I don't want to hear about it.
We do want to hear about what happened with our morning show today.
Congrats to them, and they were just buzzing about it this morning. Let's discuss.
Yes, it's next on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Rick is in Valpo. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, hey, you guys were saying how Rhino was eloquent. I met him about a week before he went into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
I tried
no.
to compliment him. I said, you were my favorite player ever, and your bat was like a lightning, horizontal lightning bolt going through the strike zone. And then I extemporaneously tried to compliment his defense. I said, and you covered more ground than, and I couldn't think of anything, so I said, you covered more ground than Adolf Hitler in the 1940s.
Rick.
What a great Rick, guy.
That's unbelievable.
Fascinating memory, Rick. Thanks for sharing that.
Rick stealing my bit.
He enhanced your bit.
He really did.
If you'd like to go to Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand in Chicago.
Terrific segue.
From January 16th through the 18th and join the Cubs in celebrating their historic 150 years as a franchise and their 10-year anniversary of the 2016 World Series, you can get passes right now. Be caller 6 to our contest line, 312-540-0670. Or if you don't win, and we're sorry that you didn't, CubsConvention.com. Cubs.com/convention.
So Mully and Haw won an award. They won a major award, and it was for the best morning show. Best morning show, according to the Illinois Association of Broadcasters.
It's a big deal.
At the gala last night.
Everyone was dressed up in suits and stuff.
Man,
and they went over there.
Like, it's really, really cool. And
Ryan Port had to buy a sport jacket before they went over there.
That's what I thought I saw. I thought I saw him with some new threads, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
His first one?
Y'all gonna make me put on a jacket.
He's popping tags on his way out the door.
Unbelievable.
Y'all gonna say something when I take this back to the store?
Oh no.
But hearing them this morning talk about it and just kind of bemused that it happened and thrilled and honored and all of it was wonderful. This is during the 5:30 pregame show this morning. This is Mully and I talking about last night at the gala, winning the award, and Mully was thinking about leaving but then could not.
We're going to break this in quarters, this beautiful statuette that we have here.
You gave it to me for some reason leaving, and I thought,
I felt
compelled to.
I just felt break. Overwhelmed.
Here's
by
what happened.
And I felt
here's what happened.
Catholic.
You did the Irish shuffle out a little bit early, yeah. Earlier than I did, and then you got to the desk where you pick up the award on the way out.
Yes,
you felt bad because you were leaving early, and you thought that you didn't want to leave with the hardware, so you would bring it back to relieve the burden. Oh, and you gave me the award.
You understand my guilt?
Yes, I do. So
intimately.
Before you left, you came back to the table, you handed it to me, and you said, I feel better now, and I'm going to leave. See ya.
Seconds from a clean getaway.
It's okay.
The woman's like, did you win an award? Pick it up here. I'm like, and there's only the one. And I was like,
And deep down, you were saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
No,
I'm
totally
going to leave this with David.
You know I'm not worthy. It's not just a
It was
feeling.
Fun.
It was really a shockingly fortunate turn of events. So,
you know, we were there.
Mully had said, I think there's been a terrible mistake made in our favor when he heard that they won the award.
No, I'm glad that they won. They deserve it. And anyone who works a morning shift knows how hard it can be.
Dude.
And those guys, they come ready and prepared every single morning to do it. So congratulations to them. Like that award is a big deal.
Congratulations.
They get the Mitchie congrats. Also, imaging director Russ Matera and executive producer, the SAP, the senior audio producer, Chris Tannehill, were awarded the Best Station Imaging Award for their collaboration. Congrats to Tanny. This is the show of awards, whether it's the Pitch and Hit Club's Harry Carey Sportscaster of the Year, the Best Station Imaging Award for Chris Tannehill, or the enormous pile of Lissagore Awards for journalism that Lawrence Holmes has.
Lawrence is the Patrick Waugh of Lissagore Award winners. He can't hear you with all the Lissagores in his ears.
Tanny says that as if he doesn't also have a Lissagore Award.
Right? Someday Alex will win something. of consequence.
I've got some ideas for things that we should submit from this show.
Oh, all right. All right. Was it categories from yesterday?
No.
Was it pretty good?
I'm trying to burn all of the references to categories.
That was good yesterday. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Man.
I think there's other stuff. Yeah. We can highlight from this week, honestly.
Yeah, there's some
I think
good
there was one particular segment this week that we should think about submitting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
I don't know when it was. Oh, I think I do, actually. I think I do.
It was categories.
I knew it!
For Alex, for Danny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor on Monday after Bears Giants. We got you for 4 damn hours. Long may it live, the Spiegel and Holmes show. We'll see you on Monday. Danny.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.